strokes someday. I'm already annoyed.
I've been here three minutes
and I'm already annoyed.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll bring back Claire, I tell you.
No, it's not his fault.
It is.
The whole place. The library's shite. I tried to go. Oh, God. I had to go to Capital Library to get a couple of records I wanted, right? Place is falling apart, the email's not working. It's so shoddy, he's had 2 weeks off. I'm on holiday. I mean, they might as well bulldoze this, honestly, because for all the, you know.
It is ludicrous.
And we get paid peanuts.
You get paid, do you?
Oh, and it really annoys me to have to fight. Oh, anyway.
Anyway, XFM, just calm down.
104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant. Hello. And Carl Pilkerson. Carl, you're back.
Alright.
How was it?
What, the holiday?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't all fun, was it? Because my dad was in hospital.
Oh, but he wasn't
during the holiday.
Not during the holiday, though, was he? You came back from holiday and then found that out, didn't you?
Yeah, but it happened when I was on holiday.
Did you know that, though, when you're on holiday?
No. Because I didn't take my phone with me.
Well, that's
the weird
question.
Thing is, yeah. I got a feeling. Okay. When I was sat there, because it normally happens.
Last time, the nudie speech, was it?
When I first went away,
you saw that old fella with his packet out.
When I went to Ibiza, right, I had a feeling, and I called home. My dad had punctured a lung.
When you say you had a feeling, what do you mean a feeling?
Just like, oh, I should call home. There's something not right.
Mm.
But this time,
very specific feeling. How did that manifest itself? How did you get that kind of feeling, that tingling thing?
I'm getting a bit of a lung feeling.
Yeah.
A bit of a dad lung feeling.
Like, that feels like a punctured lung.
Hold on.
But anyway,
the holiday was good. We talked about it last week.
Well, let's probe Carl about his holiday later, because, okay. You know, that's the sort of thing that audiences will stay tuned for, Rick, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, sure.
Find out about
you know more about this radio business than me. You know, you've hooked them already.
Indeed, yeah. Well, also, yeah. I'm thinking we've got nothing.
No, I resent it. I used to put a lot of work in, but now, I think of the money, which is, you know, for me, pretty shoddy.
I mean, you make an awful lot of cash.
Well, exactly, yeah. And, you know, the whole thing is, the whole setup. It was raining today, I thought I should have a cabin.
Mm.
You know, then the sun came out, so I walked in again. Ah, dear.
How are you?
But, I'll tell you what, I got a bit criticised last week as well, that I only play ballads and same songs, so I'm gonna rock out this week.
Oh,
I've been down to the Capital Library to get some good tunes, and, what about a little bit of AC/DC?
Oh.
Shook me all night long.
Let's hear it.
Well, that's cheered me up.
In a better mood now?
Yeah.
Good.
That's great. Should we rock out today?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Bit of Led Zeppelin, maybe Stones.
Brilliant, yeah. Some other classics. No
yeah. Bit. When are we going to talk about Carl?
Have we run out of stuff already?
Already.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, now, yeah.
So where did you go, Carl? What was the story?
It was my birthday, right? Went home after working with you a couple of Saturdays ago, right? Girlfriend was like, open your card. And I said, no, it's my birthday on Monday, I'll open it
You obey by the rules, don't you, of birthdays? Birthday rules.
Well, there's no point.
Well, exactly, chaos leads that way.
Yeah, right, so,
not an anarchist, never has been.
So anyway, she was kept going on and it was doing me head in, so I said, all right, I'll open it.
Yeah.
So I opened it, ticket fell out. Surprise holiday to one of the Canary Islands. So.
And what was your reaction? I mean.
First one was, we haven't got enough money.
Right.
For this. But I didn't want to ruin it, so.
No.
So I didn't go on about that, and I said, oh, it'd be great. So I can't wait.
So, did you say it in that tone of voice?
Well, it was good timing, because I was tired and everything.
Mm.
And, I'm not a big holiday fan.
No.
But the timing was right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's the same as last night. I don't always like a curry, but last night.
You're in the mood.
You get that sort of, oh, yeah.
Curry feeling. You had a feeling.
Yeah.
You thought, and then lo and behold, like, you were eating the curry.
Yeah.
Right. It's weird, isn't it? Isn't it weird, the paranormal? Isn't it weird?
They work in mysterious ways,
yeah.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
So anyway, right? The island, if I was on once you were here, I'd probably say it's a bit barren.
Okay.
Not much there. But if you get a hotel, you're guaranteed good weather. Right.
Are you?
No, what I mean is, it'll be a good holiday. If you get a hotel, right, the weather's always good, so you'll have a nice time.
Yeah, it was a comma, yeah, go on.
And all that, and the food was alright, and everything was going alright, I was just having a nice relaxing time.
And how do you sort of spend your time on a holiday? You just lie around? Is that sort of holiday, just lying around.
Yeah. I bought a book.
You bought a book?
Yeah.
Okay, ghosts?
No, it was short stories, right?
About ghosts?
No, it was about, like, special days in our time, before me and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, it was telling you about how in, I think it was 1814, the Thames frozen up.
Yeah.
And all these stories are told by eyewitnesses.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So there's some fella who was around in 1814, and, the Thames was frozen, and people used to, put market stalls on there. And they'd do the shopping. It was like a, it was like an Oxford Street.
Was that Mad Liar Charlie? No, because he's famous for that.
Well, I'm sure, you know.
No, I think that was Mad Liar Charlie. Right. Yeah.
So I was reading that, and then after a couple of days was a bit like, oh.
Boring.
Yeah. You can do, you can only do sort of so much lying around.
And so much reading.
So, Suzanne said, let's go on the beach, have a walk.
You ain't gone on the beach?
Where had you been up to this point then? In the, in your room?
No, just like around the pool, just, just relaxing and having a swim and that.
Yeah.
So she said, let's go on the beach. I said, all right then, yeah. So, wandered down to the beach, and, first impressions are, it's all right, it's clean.
Your criteria is so basic, it's weird. Right. Hotel, yes. Roof, good. Food, adequate. Beach, clean. Next.
So, I'm walking along, and everything's good, and, you know, there's a woman, feeding fish bread, which I thought, that's different.
Originality. He loves a bit of originality.
He was feeding fish bread.
This woman was there, like up to her, up to her knees in water.
Yeah,
and she was stood.
Was
there,
that a sea?
Chucking, yeah.
Oh, right, good.
Chucking this bread, and I thought, what's she doing? And I stood there and watched for a minute, and there was little fish coming up. I mean, the bread. I thought, oh. So we carried on, carried on walking, and everything's going well. And then this fella comes towards me.
Everything's going well.
Yeah, that's original.
I haven't fallen over.
Clean, clean feeding bread. Yes. 2 points for originality.
Well, yeah.
Fella comes walking towards me.
Oi, oi.
He's only got no pants on.
Oh.
So I said, Suzanne, what's going on?
Why did he turn to her? Like, she knows more
so
than
she
him.
Said, so she said, oh, yeah, yeah, it's, she said, yeah, it's a nudist.
Is this gonna be a long story? Could you pour that coffee? Can you give me that coffee over? Sorry. Sorry, this is really bad. Cause, yeah, because he's pouring. Thank you.
Just amuse yourselves while we talk the coffee.
Thank you very much.
Do you want
I'll have a cup of coffee, Carl. Right. Thanks. Yeah. Cheers.
Cold. Right. Good. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Great. Thank you.
So she said, "Yeah, it's a nudist beach." So I said, "Well, why? What?" I said, "We're all mixed. It's all mixed up. Normally on a nudist beach, it's a nudist beach, and you don't go wandering on there when you get your clothes on and that."
Mm.
So it annoyed me a bit. Because there wasn't any signs. So this fella's getting closer.
Well, the knob out was a sign.
Yeah. Right, so he's getting closer. And he walked past me, it was an old fella. And he walked past me, he had a hat on and a little pipe. And a big rucksack on his back. Right, so he got me thinking-
Not strictly naked.
I'm walking along and I'm thinking, right, why do people want to do this? So straight away, I wasn't on holiday anymore, because most of the time when I'm on holiday, I don't think about anything. Right?
Your mind's a blank.
I just switch off. Right? But all of a sudden, this has got in my head now, and I turn around to look at him, and-
Check out his arms.
And the bag, and this bag, right, I swear-
That's his ball
sack. It was massive, right?
What?
You had a massive bag?
The bag, the-
His rucksack.
His rucksack.
Oh, right, okay. Because when I said, he said there was an old couple coming towards me, and I said, what was lower, the bloke's bollocks or the woman's tits? And he said, well, that was another point, she might as well have worn knickers. Because he said, that you can see it. That's what he said to me.
So you saw the bag?
So it annoyed me, yeah, because the whole idea, innit, this is what I think, I mean, I might be wrong, right? Might be wrong.
Chances are never have been. You never have been before.
Being nudist, right? What's it all about?
Still? I'll tell you, on that point, Carl, let's play a tune, let's come back and we'll discuss-
What are we gonna play?
We'll discuss that very issue. We've got some ideas, we did chat about this last week, Carl, in your absence.
Alright. Well, we'll play the choral.
Okay.
It's a good one, this.
Yeah.
Choral. Dreaming of you. On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
If you just joined us, Carl is walking down the beach, and a man has just passed him with his knob out.
Yeah, his testicles out and his a huge, huge bag, apparently.
Right.
Now, we'll sum this up, you know, because we did talk about it last week, you know, you did call me and tell me some of these things, and we sort of, mentioned it last week, but, you just want to say your, just give us your thoughts on nudity.
Well, what I don't understand is, right, nudity, I thought it was all about, you know, sort of being free.
Yeah.
Natural, letting the breeze, you know, blow around you and that. that's all I can think is of like the bonus of doing it.
Mm.
But you can get that by just having a pair of shorts on, right? Because I'm not one for getting my kit off. It's just something a bit weird about it, isn't it? Normally, if I go for a walk on the beach, I'll put a shirt on.
Sure.
But leave it unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Tease the ladies, sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it just feels a bit weird.
Mm.
So it's best to cover your back anyway, because the sun and all that.
Yeah, good advice, yeah.
But when I saw him, and I thought, well, right, is he doing it to sort of be free and be comfy and all that? And then I thought, but he's carrying a big bag, yeah. Right? I've got a pair of shorts on, and I'm not looking at him thinking, I bet he's really comfy. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't going, I can't wait to get home and get my shorts off. These they're really annoying me, these. So, and that's just it. I don't get what it's all about.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Sure. Well, okay. Well, my advice to you is don't go to nudist beaches again.
Well, I didn't go again.
Do you play volleyball?
Nope.
Well, there's nothing in it for you, to be honest, Carl.
Do you ever walk around the house nude?
Not really. Only if, like, it's quickly to sort of jump out of bed and go and get a glass of orange. But I've got to be careful, because living on a high street, this flat's right across the way looking in.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's
Chinese fella.
There's a little
exactly.
And that was the other one.
There's the old woman reading a book.
Yeah, it could be dead for all we know. It hasn't moved.
There's some bouncers. And
some bouncers?
I think so, yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
There always. There's always
her name's Carol.
But, yeah, the only time, if I nip out, sort of get out of bed at night, go and get an orange, I've still got to be careful, because if they're awake and I open the fridge door,
and the light illuminated, comes up,
yeah.
They'll sort of see the light.
And the shadow.
Turn round.
And the weird, long, stretchy shadow.
Yeah.
Why did you get up and got orange juice or orange squash?
You know, Robinson's.
You can't advertise on.
Why don't you take a glass of that to bed, Wee? Why are you getting up?
Yeah.
Because whenever I do that, I normally don't wake up and it's a waste, isn't it?
The man is a genius, and well, continuing our rocking out thing.
Yeah, we're in a rock mood.
Well, I think this sums up rock and roll, doesn't it?
It's not called rock and roll, is it?
Yeah.
Textbook.
Coldplay, The Scientist. Do you think that's about you, Carl? What happened there with all that rubbish pressing the wrong thing going out and
that? Don't want to go, I've sorted it now. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You've come back, you're not focused, Carl. That's what concerns me. Your mind's on other things.
I'm all right now, though. You're ready to go, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, I'll
tell you what, right, I'll tell you how focused I am.
What?
Got some new ideas for you.
Go on.
Well, they've all been blinders in the past.
Go on.
Did you do any competitions when I was away?
I think we did, didn't we? Didn't we give away a DVD?
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, go on. Yeah,
right.
Go on. Anyway.
Well, I've thought of some,
This isn't like radio, is it, as we know it? This is just people talking.
Mm.
If the mic's on, it's luck.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening, I've no idea what they think of this show. It's not a show.
Not in the traditional sense.
No. Okay, then, you're gonna change with that, Carl.
Because a show suggests a certain form of presentation.
Yeah.
A certain pride.
And when we do present
it. And dare I say it's some planning.
Yeah, and when we do, it's ruined by him pressing the wrong button.
Yeah.
But I've got some planning here.
Go on, then.
Quizzes. What I did was, when I was on holiday, you said, you know, come up with a new idea, right?
Mm.
So the best way of coming up with ideas is sort of,
thinking.
Sort of nicking a TV show name and then twisting it a bit.
Yeah.
So.
Or just rip off Simon Mayo's idea completely.
That's good advice for anyone out there.
I didn't
know. Yeah.
If you're interested in ideas.
See, Carl is presently, running a course writing for TV.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson one, isn't it? Just that's rip some else off.
Just do it and change the title slightly.
Yeah,
well,
go
this,
on.
This one, I haven't really got I don't know what to do on the game, but I'm thinking, Strike It Ricky.
That's all you've got?
That's
what you've come up with? How long did that take?
What is that?
I just thought it sounded a bit like Lucky. Forget that one, then.
Yeah, forget that one, okay, yeah, well, right. No, good, no, we all have hits and misses, even Spielberg's, not all his films, you know, can hit the, go on.
Right.
No, okay, no, it's a good, go on. Yeah.
Do you remember Big Brother?
Yeah. Do I remember Big Brother? No, go on.
Big Mother, right, you call in, if your mum's ever, you win a CD.
What do you mean? How can you prove that?
Alright, forget that. Right, here's one.
Right, good one.
No,
ER.
No.
Yeah, no.
The Price is Right, remember that?
Yeah.
Right.
The Price is Ricky?
No. the rice is right. And what I do, I read from an Indian menu and a Chinese menu. You tell me whether you have pilau or egg fried.
He's a genius, isn't he? He really is a modern.
That one.
Let's go into this one. Let's not cross this off right away. Go on. And what do you read from what?
Well, I've got. I get a couple of menus from like an Indian or a Chinese takeaway.
Yeah.
And I'll go like, chicken korma.
Well, could I just suggest that as it's an Indian, it'll be pilau, and anything you read out that is.
Yeah, but you don't know which one I'm reading from.
What, the chicken korma's Indian, isn't it?
Yeah, so you go pilau. But then.
Well, you might as well say Indian or Chinese.
No, because then the name wouldn't work. The rice is right.
Okay, yeah, I forgot you're working for the title backwards, aren't you? Okay, yeah.
I'm
okay.
So confused. I don't know where I am or what day it is.
A program that they've been in on Channel 4, right?
Can you cross that out? We're not doing The Rice is Right either.
I don't understand The Rice is Right.
No, go on.
I'll tell you that later. We'll have a game in the office, right? a game that they've been in on Channel 4, but has got really big viewing figures.
Well, obviously not.
Right.
Or they wouldn't be binning it. Go on.
Do you know 15 to 1?
Yeah.
They're getting rid of that, right?
Are they?
I'm thinking 15 Taiwan. Get some items that are made in Taiwan, right? Get 15 items, and I say what they are, and then you go, oh, I bet it's the vase. Or something.
That's one that's made in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Just explain that again, very quickly.
No, don't, go.
All right, cross it out. Forget that.
Cross it out. 15 Taiwan.
Right.
Go on.
This is the one that I've prepared for, because I think this isn't daft, this is good.
Let's play a tune and let's hear it after that.
Oh, God.
I'm very excited.
Are we going to play it after that, or are we going to say
no,
it
No, you can explain no, it after that. I'm very excited.
Good to hear that again, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic.
Waiting on a Friend by the Rolling Stones. Yeah? Go on then, Carl. On XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Wilson. Go on.
Right, this one. Remember Blockbusters?
Uh-huh.
Right, this one is good, and we'll do this one. Rockbusters. And remember how Bob Olmos used to give you a letter?
Yeah.
And, it'd give you a question, and the answer to that question is that letter.
Yes.
Right, well, it works like that. So if I said to you, yeah, we'll test it out on you, Steve, right? Right, welcome to the show on that.
Hello.
Let's play, right? And I say, right, your first one is W.
Mm-hmm.
And the cryptic clue, because it's done like crosswords.
Okay. So not quite like Blockbusters.
Well. This young man prepared for his death. Right. And it's a W, so the answer. And it's not always going to be like our sort of music, it can be any sort of music that's out there.
So the W is the name of?
Of the answer.
I understand that, but is the answer always the band name, or is it always the band name, is it, or the artist?
Yeah.
And so would the W be the surname, or would you have both the initials if it was someone's name? Would Elvis Presley be EP?
Don't get annoyed, Carl. These are questions that I knew would be asked. I know this, you tested it on me. So you've got to tell them.
We need to know the rules.
If it was Elvis, I'd probably do, I'd do E.
No, give him the answer. Give him the answer.
Right, did you hear the clue?
No, give me the clue again then. So the letter is
W. It is a cryptic clue, and the clue is fine.
Listen, and the clue is, this young man prepared for his death.
This young man prepared for his death.
Yeah.
This young man prepared for his death.
And it's a W, and it's his first name.
That's what he needs
to know.
Well,
see, that's the, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't-
Well, shouldn't we have the initials? Wouldn't that make it easier?
I mean, yeah, but they didn't do that on Blockbusters, it just had one letter.
Yeah, they did. If it was if
a gold one they often had three or four.
Did they?
Letters, yeah.
Well, it was normally just one word. It wouldn't have been a name or something.
Mm. All right, then.
W-Y.
W-Y.
Will Young.
Excellent. Right,
I didn't understand it.
What was this young man prepared for? So he sort of mixed sort of cryptic.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's a good effort. That's better than usual.
No, it's
that is better than
it's
usual.
It's not bad, is it?
So should we, do you want to play, let's play Rockbusters.
Yeah, Rockbusters.
How many of these have you got? No, because no, let's just clarify a couple of rules here, Carl. Let's just make sure we thought everything through, because I'm pretty certain when they get these things on TV, they at least have a go at them in the office first, before they put them straight on there. I'm sure that's how it works. I'm sure Bob Olmos just didn't turn up the first day, and he goes, we're all winging it, it'll be fine. Bring the students in, let's have a go. I'm sure they did a bit of preparation. So let's just check. We've got every base covered.
Yeah.
How many questions have they got?
I tell you what. Let's do this off air then. Should we play a great tune?
Well, yeah. Well, people need to call in, don't they? Because we're doing it, aren't we?
Yeah.
It'll be alright. And there's good stuff. I've got CDs, right? I've got, some compilation stuff and a couple of videos and that, so that's what they're playing for.
Uh-huh.
Call up now, 08700 800 1234. Get them on the air, we'll play the game. Brilliant. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Bit of The Cure. Just like heaven. Right.
Oh. That's from that, Cure Greatest Hits,
compilation.
I'm gonna
have a heart attack.
You get, an extra bonus CD on certain copies, and that's, an acoustic version of Just Like Heaven. Fantastic.
He hasn't thought it through.
I know, we've just spent 3 and a half minutes trying to figure out the rules
of
this game.
Yeah, right, we've got it now. I'm sorry for people to call in. The lines are going mental. Right, so, hold on, everybody. What we're gonna do is we're gonna do an ad break.
We're just gonna figure out how to play the game.
No, we're gonna get two people on there and we're gonna play it. So, XFM and that. What's going on?
I don't know. The adverts aren't working today, and I'll have to get an engineer in as well.
Right,
so that's
don't play the adverts. I don't want to play them anyway. Don't play them. It's not our fault if it doesn't work. It's...
Why?
Do you realise if we were, like, live, we'd be heckled off the stage?
Right, don't play the adverts.
We wouldn't survive in the real world.
I'll sort that out.
Right, get the people on the air now. Just...
No! Rick, calm down.
Play a record then! Do something, for Christ's sake! Brilliant, Pulp. Good news and bad news. Bad news is we have got enough callers to play Carl's game.
Okay.
The good news is we don't have to play any more adverts.
Yeah.
In this show. So, if it doesn't work, sod it. Right, who have you got on the line, Carl?
Sam.
Now, let's just remind ourselves, what's the game?
It's Rockbusters.
Okay, now calm down, Carl. I know you're a bit stressed, you've got a lot to do, but don't worry, you've just had a holiday.
Throw this desk out. Just throw it, let's throw it out and start again.
Rick, don't get stressed.
Go on then.
People wouldn't think it was us if this show wasn't, you know, half-baked and ill-formed and generally shoddy. That's what they've grown to love.
Okay. All right.
Sam?
Hello?
Is it sounding all right today?
It is. Just about.
All right. Cheers.
Sounded worse.
Right.
Yeah. So we've got Sam on the line. Who else have we got there?
Let's see, we've got Tim as well, haven't we?
Hi there.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, Tim and Sam. You sound quite similar, lads. Could one of you affect an accent or something? Which one's Tim?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, which one's Sam?
It's Sam.
That's slightly deeper,
And they're not against the clock anyway, are they? So it doesn't really matter.
I suppose not.
So...
No, I think Steve just wanted a bit of variety.
Yeah. You,
okay.
You understand the rule, lads.
Can you explain them to us?
Right, play it. Okay.
Well, hang on, wait, let me
explain, because, I mean, life is too short. Now, Carl's gonna read out, say three clues, yeah? And, just shout your own name, and answer it, or shout the answer. Shout your own name, then the answer, if you know it, and it's the person who gets the most right.
Okay.
Is that alright?
Yeah.
So,
here we go, then.
Okay, then.
So,
shouldn't it be the first of three?
Well, yeah, but then, he hasn't got enough,
it's fine.
He's got enough clues for that.
Mm. Right, then, here we go. Welcome to the show.
Oh, God.
Right, first initials, S-T, right? Is that right?
Well, I don't know. How do we know?
Here we go. ST, and the cryptic clue is better than the average homeless person. Okay?
Sorry, I think... Is that a band?
Yeah.
Is it an old band?
Yeah.
I think that's one word.
All right, then. S. S. It's an old 70s band. Better than the average homeless person. Tim?
Go on.
Supertramp. Yes. Well done. 1 point to you.
I have no idea why that's right, by the way.
You don't know, you don't understand why it's
right. He's a super tramp.
Oh, right.
Better than the average homeless
person. Yeah, cryptic.
Yeah. Okay, second one. Come on, Sam, you've got a-
That's actually quite good for Carl. Trust me, Tim, that's- I mean, take that as a good clue. Cause, yeah, okay.
We won't do this again.
Right, here we go.
F. The letter is F. That's the next one we're moving on to. And the cryptic clue is, the little girl is hungry, what shall we do?
The S or F?
I've got it. F.
Sam. Feed her.
Yes. 1-1. Feed her.
He's pulled out of
Feed her.
Yeah. Feed her. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one each, so this is the decider, isn't it?
Wait a minute, ITV are on the phone.
Well, you said first to three, so no, it's not, is it? That's what I said. Just do the three clues, and who gets the most.
Okay, well, we can do that now. So, here we go.
I love this. This is rubbish. Go on.
So, here's the last one. The initials are AK, right? And the cryptic clue is exploding pet. Say, shout out your name if you know it.
Last orders at the bar, please. Last orders at the bar.
Exploding pet. AK.
You're tuned to XFM 104.9, Carl Perkinson's Quiz, Rockbusters. The format is still available. The highest bidder, please give us a call, or you can email ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Is it a band or a singer?
It's, I'll give you a bit more of a clue, it's a pop band, okay? We won
that. Tommy Kitten.
Yes! Oh, this is amazing radio. So who was that that won?
That was Sam who won.
So it's 2-1 to Sam, so he wins. What does he win, Carl?
He wins some CDs and some videos.
No, he's got a, and obviously now, Sam, if you're ready, take the spot, you're gonna do the gold run. Away you go, Carl.
I haven't got any more.
You're a fool. Right, stay on the line, we're giving both some presents. Play a record, folks. I just
Rick, I'm gonna shoot off.
Not come! Feeder, come back around. He's getting all stressed again.
You know we've only done an hour.
I know. It's. I'll tell you what. This
seems like
three.
You know there's another
hour
to go.
I know. I can't. I don't know what it seems like to the, you know, the listeners.
I say. I tell you this. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, Carl, but I think maybe someone else should come in and press the buttons. Because I'm not sure you're across it. I don't think you can concentrate on talking and working at the same time. I'm not
walking,
sure you can.
Walking.
Yeah.
And
for you, it seems as a
oh,
bit
no,
like.
Don't say that. Look, he's gutted. No, there's a lot of gone wrong here. I say, throw this desk out and get a real one. Seriously.
Well, I think there's a Fisher Price one you can buy in Argos that might be.
Yeah,
worth
but yeah, we got there. We were stunned because it was second hand. This one, but this is like the Mir space station. I mean, it really is falling apart. Get a new one in. Let's not, you know. Oh. I can't believe it. Get the. I mean, look at the. Look at that. Look at the library. Look gap. Look at the gaps in the library.
Let's not go on about this because this isn't. This isn't good.
What? Whereas that quiz was. Whereas that was good radio.
You can join in and stuff.
But the problem is, Carl. Why did you rush to do it? I told you before we should practice these things. That's
although to
started.
Be fair, Steve, I can't. I haven't got time to do anything. So at least Carl's coming up with stuff.
But I don't mind, you know, running through with it while you're having a kip outside.
Really? What other ideas have you got? Have you got any other ideas, Carl? Because we're really, you've got another hour to put, have you got anything at all?
I've got that feature Educating Ricky, which is a bit of a play on words as well. Right? Do you know the film, Steve?
Educating Rita?
Yeah.
I see what you've done, I see what you've done. Go on.
I'm doing that and I teach Ricky stuff.
what do you teach me, Carl?
Well, I've got a few different topics.
Go on.
Do you know, like, how you taught me about Hitler and Che Guevara and Winston Churchill?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna come in with topics every week, and this week I've got,
ghosts?
No. Hanging bacon is one of the topics.
Say that again?
Hanging bacon.
Hanging bacon?
All the titles-
Francis Bacon?
No, all the titles are sort of named to sort of make- sort of tease you and get you more interested in it.
Hanging bacon? Well, you've certainly intrigued
me. Go on, what's another title one?
Hairy Chinese kid.
If there was a university degree with that title.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go for Hairy Chinese kid.
And
I think.
The final one, Alien gives man a beard.
Alien gives man a beard.
I am gonna burst. Right, listen, Carl, you've gotta tell me. Let's do it in reverse order.
No, we're not gonna do it now anyway.
What do you mean? We've got to do it now. This is the first interesting thing you've said in an hour. Okay, the listeners have just been subjected to rubbish and and mistakes and everything for the last 6 months. Please, we've got to do Alien Gives Man a Beard. What is that? Tell us that.
Right.
Sorry, this is just you telling me something, is it? This feature is you telling me something.
Well, teaching you something, educating Ricky. Right.
So are we playing it now? We're already into this feature. Well into this feature, are we?
Yeah, I suppose we are, yeah.
Should there not be a jingle or something?
Yeah, can we have a jingle?
There's no point, because look, I come up with ideas and you dismiss them straight away, so I'm not wasting my time making stuff.
Right.
If you don't
like it. Let's play Educating Ricky.
Right.
Brilliant. Go. Right. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Educating Ricky.
Right, what are we going for then? Hanging the bacon, airy Chinese kid, Alien Gives Man a Bird.
I think Alien Gives Man a Bird.
I'd like to do that.
Right, there's this fellow, I think it happened in America, and he saw a bright light in the sky. And,
God, if you're bored.
And he stood there.
This is a true story, is it?
Yeah. He stood there.
Yes, cause it isn't, Steve.
And he saw this bright light and it came closer and closer and it was a UFO, right?
Yep.
And he looked at it and it disappeared, right? And he gets back in his car.
He looks in the mirror.
And he looks in the mirror.
Yep.
He's only got a beard.
Yes.
You sure it wasn't it. Someone else who got in the car? And he was still standing out there?
No, right.
What?
And it turned out,
yeah.
He got home and said to his wife or his girlfriend, it's a bit weird. So I just got out of the car to look at a bright light, and I got back in the car and I grew a beard, and she said, never mind your beard, where have you been for 3 days? And what had happened is...
He passed out because he was pissed.
No. The UFO had taken him for 3 days.
Yeah.
But he'd only thought that he'd only looked at it and it went away.
Yeah.
But what had happened is he took him and he grew a beard because he hasn't had a shave.
Right, okay. I mean, was Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones anything to do with this at all? Did you see this on a video maybe and thought it was an educational film?
No, it's from a book that some kind person sent in to me. Here.
Can I just ask again, I'm just throwing this right back at you. Do you think there's any other possible answer here? Right, a man is absent for 3 days from home.
He's grown a beard.
The length of time that it could take to grow a beard, lest we forget. What if he hadn't actually seen a bright light in the sky?
What if he was lying?
Drunk?
What if he was lying?
He'd got knocked unconscious, he'd had a car crash.
Just lying. No, just lying.
Or he was just lying.
Yeah, he'd been on a bender, getting pissed for three days
with
his mates.
And that was his excuse to his wife.
And they went, Dennis, what are you gonna tell your wife?
well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
She's not gonna believe I was out with you, lads.
Just say you're only away for a minute. No, she didn't know I wasn't away from it because of the beard. Oh yeah, look, it looks like you've been out for 3 days. Well, we have, that's
exactly.
Right, okay, we've got to cover that then. alien abduction.
Great one.
Okay, let's try that.
Do you see? That's a little scenario there that could have been played
out. So, when you say educating Ricky, what have I learnt from this? Never listen to you again. That's all I've learnt so far. Never listen to you.
Yeah, we'll add a little bit more in here, right? To
well, no, what do you mean add a little bit more?
We'll add a bit more to this what I'm educating you about.
Go on.
Right? There's only a law in America that says if you touch a UFO, you're gonna get done. Now, why would they make a rule? I don't know that. Do you know, like, all our rules have a code?
Carl, I genuinely do not know what you're talking about.
Right. Do you know, like, how here they might have.
Do you know?
I have no idea.
Right. Okay.
Do you know, like, over
Rick,
here?
I'm listening to Capital and these headphones. I got Foxy on from yesterday.
Right, let's bin that.
No, wait, it's Craig. No,
I want to hear about Airy Chinese Kid.
Let's play a tune. And
okay,
let's
play
come
a tune
and
come back with Airy Chinese Kid. Definitely.
Some Doors.
Yeah, I just thought I'd go back, take it back to the 60s. This is a tune that a friend of mine sent
If you touch a UFO, you get done.
Soul Kitchen from the Doors.
It's shambles today, this.
David Bowie, Slow Burn, yeah. Quite a Eno trilogy feel
not bad
about
at all,
it, lodger
yeah.
and sort of low type, yeah. But yeah.
Enjoyable.
Now, okay. That's stressful, isn't it? I think we've got things working now. We've had people coming in and out, just shaking their head, going, shouldn't have bought that desk. But it's all sorted now, I think. And
about 25 minutes for them to come down as well, though. Do you feel like we're maybe quite low in the pecking order in the building?
Definitely.
You know, it's like Capital First, Capital Gold. They can shoot off to other sort of pirate stations.
Yeah.
People's car radios, then they come back here.
Oh, dear. Oh, I had a job at Richard Sounds. Light fitting was buzzing.
Yeah.
Now, but we've got, thanks for staying, listening. Right, okay, educating Ricky. What have we got? Airy Chinese Kid, go on.
Right, yeah. This is the, I didn't want to do this.
Really. You didn't want to do it?
Well, I wanted to give you three and I gave you one. It was like the alien man gets a beard or whatever.
Yeah. And which was total rubbish, so this one should be better, maybe.
Hairy Chinese Kid. Right, well, yeah. We've talked about hairy people in the past.
True enough.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, the little kids who grew up in woods and hung around with wolves and that.
Yeah, again, you're confusing it. They're not, there were some people that were born very hirsute. They were not the people who were brought up with wolves. Yeah. You just put that together in your Homer Simpson type mind.
Right, well, this is like a sort of close to that sort of story.
Yeah.
but the weird thing is, right, Chinese people aren't that hairy. As a nation. No, seriously. That's a well-known fact. they don't have that much body hair and
right.
stuff.
Okay.
So this little kid who was born over there, he was like covered in stuff.
Was he?
And it was only his nose that wasn't hairy. The rest of his body was caked in hair, right?
Mm.
And his hair sort of
what
grew.
Sort of hair was it? Was
thick,
it
thick hair?
No, what I mean is, was it sort of like a pony's mane? So he just looked like an Ewok. You know what I mean? Just like hanging down, sort of straight, dark
well, it
hair.
Looked, in the picture, it looked like it grows
was
from
it
his eyebrow. It grows from his eyebrows quite thick. And then it just goes all the way over
you
his
You don't
head.
Think it was just really long eyebrows that he'd done a comb over?
No, it was all over his body. It had a picture of, like, his back and that.
Yeah.
And,
Had he styled it at all? Did he have it in a quiff or...?
No, it was just
hanging everywhere.
All over him.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, this is a bit weird. Happening in China.
Mm.
Where we're not normally that airy.
Was the scientist speaking
there?
Yeah, yeah.
And the local press and that were getting him down, calling him Monkey Boy and all this.
Oh,
and
thinking Chinese press.
But the doctor,
yeah. Oh,
they're cruel, aren't they? It's like those game shows.
Well,
that's Japanese, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's all that. Yeah.
And the doctor said,
I was still talking through all that time where we were just like talking to each other then. Because I turned round and I still saw he was talking. Go
so
on.
Anyway, the local press came in to see the hairy boy, the monkey
yeah,
boy.
And they were like being tight, taking the mickey out of him, and the doctor said
throwing him nuts.
Said he's only hairy. Said he's a healthy young kid. The only faults he's got is he's got a little bit of eczema and a boil. And he said everybody should just treat him the same, and I think he grew up a healthy kid. Yeah, so that's the
end of the story.
That's not a story.
Why?
Well, but I've got nothing. I don't know what to say to that. So someone in China was born slightly hairier than the rest, and he was normal apart from eczema and a boil. That to me isn't a story. But if it is, I've got a million. I mean, it's sort of like bloke from Manchester went a bit bolder than the rest, got a job on radio. He was normal. I mean, that's not a story, is it? Do you know what I mean?
All right, then.
Hang on.
He's got the big guns. You're not going to give us hanging bacon, are you?
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Right.
Come on.
This is the one we've been looking forward to. This is it.
No, this is a good one.
This is the one.
And this is a story, right? Do you know the saying, chewing the fat?
Good one. It's one of my favourites.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know what it means?
Talking.
Right. Well, do you know where it came from?
No.
Right, what they used to do years ago, when people didn't have much money.
Is this the same as the throwing the baby out of the bathwater?
No, it's not. Well, it's not the same saying, but
no. But I mean, is it as wrong as that was?
Well, let me tell you. And we'll
go
see.
On. Okay.
Like people go out to work, and with the money, they'd buy food.
Oh yeah, go on. This is a good system. What? Go on. What do you mean? People go out to work, and with the system.
And if you were quite well off, you might treat your family to some bacon, right? But do you know, like in these days, if people earn a lot of money, they might buy a nice suit
or
a car.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you saying? You're saying wait, let me get this straight. You're saying that if you go out to work and get money to buy things to live, and if you get sort of enough money to live and you've got some left over, you might treat yourself on like a suit or a car or something. Is that
yeah,
what you're?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
go
back
on.
Back then, if yeah. you earned money, they'd say
this is olden times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get some bacon in, right? And what they'd do, they'd hang it in the kitchen.
Or to show it off?
To show it off right. to all the neighbours and friends. Because if you had hanging bacon, it was like, he's doing all right for himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Some lovely bacon.
So they had loads of bacon hanging up, and people would come round, right? And whilst they stood in the kitchen talking about whatever they were talking about.
In olden times.
They'd say, do you want a bit of rind? And they'd rip a little bit of rind off, and whilst they're having a chit-chat.
Chewing the
rind.
Well, I think that's probably true. I haven't heard that, but that one to me sounds true. Do you see the difference between that one and a man was abducted and grew a beard? Can you see the difference in
yeah,
why I accept that story?
Different stories for different things.
Different stories for different things! So, see, that's a nice story, if it's true. I don't know if it's true, I mean, but it seems totally possible, viable, quite interesting. I won't be quoting that myself until I've verified it, but that's, you know, I won't be telling anyone the bloke got in the car and he had a full-faced beard. Why has his car been towed away?
Because it was a quiet road.
Was it?
It wasn't in the way. Okay.
Are you filling in the blanks again? That wasn't in the book, was it, that you read? See, that's the thing. Sometimes I think you make up bits of the story as though they were fact. That doesn't seem right.
Well, that's all you can do, isn't it? So that's educating Ricky. Will we?
Brilliant.
Do that next week.
That is brilliant.
No, I think
Carl.
That was good. I did. I mean, I enjoyed that. I learned something from that.
I mean, I want to get. I mean, this is all from one book, is it?
Yeah.
That's an interesting book.
I don't want to dwell on it, but with the hairy Chinese kid, what did they say about that? Once there was born a kid who was slightly more hairy than everyone else, but it's all right. He only had a boil. How did they word it? How did this capture your imagination?
There was
a picture. It was a picture that grabbed me first of all.
Yeah. Sure.
And it was like, God, what's up with him? And that's when I read it.
Did you see the boil in the eczema or just the hair?
No, you see, because his face is like, just under his eyes is sort of nice and smooth, and his nose is sticking out, and that's not hairy. But the rest of him, it looked like he had a sort of a balaclava on or something. And then I read on, and it's like, this is a hairy kid in China.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, good. Anything else in there? Because, I mean, I like that.
We'll do more of that next week.
How is that alongside, hanging bacon, alien abduction, a hairy Chinese kid, and a little interesting fact about the derivation of a phrase?
What do you mean?
He didn't understand a word of that. I knew the word derivation was going to cause problems. I thought derivation shouldn't have come out.
I wasn't disputing. He's all smug because he's had a phone call. That was, Beck, lost cause. Go on, tell him why you're all smug.
Because Adrian just called up.
Yeah.
After hearing the story about the Chinese kid.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, that's true. He said that there was a TV programme on it.
Yeah.
He had a chromosome defect.
Yeah.
And it made him hairy. And his mum and dad used to have to shave him. That wasn't in the book. But, thinking about it, that's not a good move anyway, is it? Because they say that for women, if you get a few hairs on your top lip, don't shave it because it'll grow back thicker and faster. So
they should just let him.
They should have just said, "Well, let's see how bad it gets." But if they went in there straight away if he came out as a baby and a little bit hairy, they should have left it maybe for a little bit. But Adrian called up and said, "Yeah, he was hairy. He was
all
right."
Yeah, but we weren't disputing there was a Chinese kid born slightly hairier than the rest.
We were disputing the fact that you didn't actually tell us a story.
And what we are disputing is that man was abducted by aliens for 3 days and grew a beard. Yeah. That's definitely not true.
No.
We don't know about chewing the fat, but it sounds quite viable.
Yeah.
You see, the difference is between me and Steve and you is that what we believe isn't random. Do you know what I mean? It's not random. The things
we don't believe stuff just because it's interesting.
It's not every other thing we believe and every other thing we don't.
Carl believes stuff if it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
If he thinks, oh, intriguing.
And he said to me on the before you got a minute, he said, that Ollie's record, Ian Evie's my brother, what's that about then? And I went, I don't know, I heard, it was about someone who had a disabled brother, and, he was lifting him in and out of a car or something, and someone said, oh, do you want a hand? And he went, no, yeah, he's not heavy, he's my brother. I.e., mm-hmm. This isn't a burden for me.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Carl, what did you say?
I'd say...
No, I'll tell you what he said. He went, well, that's ridiculous, he was still heavy. And he said, don't turn down help.
Which, we were talking about that, because a new feature we're starting about this time every week.
Oh, yeah.
And we start about this time every week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do, that song's got a good story.
Okay.
Yeah, love it, snappy. Go on.
There's loads of songs out there, isn't there, with songs that you couldn't fade out. When you hear them on the radio and that, you don't want anyone to talk over the start or the end.
Yeah.
Because
remember we did this one before with, Killing of Georgie by, Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
And I was a bit worried that it might have been a true story, because we were, you know, joking about it. And, he went, oh, you know that Killing of Georgie? He went, I think it is a true story. I went, why? He went, I listened to it again, and Rod Stewart at the beginning says, this is, one of my best friends. It's brilliant, isn't it? It's genius.
So there's loads of songs out there, and what I want to do, we want to get the audience involved in this. So if you've got like a favourite song, That's got a really good
smell. If you've got an audience. Yeah, go on.
And they email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk and they say what the song is now.
What would examples be then?
Examples, ones that jump to mind straight away for me, Elvis. In the Ghetto.
Yeah, good one.
Brilliant.
Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy.
Absolutely.
Don't know that one.
Eminem, Stan.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Good one. You couldn't fade it out, could you, because you go, well, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
And that's what I'm saying. Not just any sort of pop song that keeps repeating itself and, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it skips or, you know what I mean, if you turn the radio off.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about
Ernie,
songs.
The fastest milk in the world.
Yeah, that is a good story. That is a good story. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, it's a story, yeah.
Ted from Teddington, he drove the baker's van.
Well,
So what have we got then? Have we got one?
So we're gonna kick it off today with, Stevie Wonder, Living Just Enough for the City.
Okay.
And, just briefly.
Sum it up. Right, yeah. if you are nipping out, maybe you're in the car and you're about to pull up somewhere and get out, what it's all about is a lad who's growing up in, like, America in some rough area, right? And, he's trying his best to do well. And get a job and everything, but because of where he's from, he's stopping him doing that, right? It's like how I grew up on an estate in Manchester, I had to leave there and come to London to do all right for myself, right? And it's his whole family, and it's a tale of, like, how his mum works dead hard and works loads of hours, but the kids are always well-dressed and cleaned. It doesn't mean just because you haven't got a good job, you let your house run down. Do you know what I mean? She's looking after it. The sister, you know, she hasn't got new clothes, but they're always clean, and her knees are clean, I think it says in one point.
Good. Excellent. Clean knees, always important.
So will we give it a listen? Let
brilliant, it's a great
well, I don't
track.
Think Stevie can do it justice. After that explanation.
Right, so.
Oh,
I'm not sure he's going
to
top that.
Like some sort of like backing tune to try and,
try and pep it up a bit, because you have really knocked it, the socks off it.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to the clean knees.
It's a new feature.
What is it called again?
The story in that song's really good. It's Stevie Wonder.
Go on in, Carl. Back announce that. It's your choice, that.
Right, songs with good stories that you can't fade out.
Yeah. Although you can heavily edit them for
yeah,
them.
I noticed you didn't play the full version, which has obviously got the complete story in. You've just played a
I haven't heard the other single
that's all
version.
I know. Well, in the album version, he
gets
goes
abducted.
To jail.
He gets abducted as well, and he comes back with a big beard.
Yeah, and he's covered in hair. No, he gets arrested and goes to jail. But, it's just, you know, it's just because he gets picked up because he's black. And he hasn't done anything wrong. There's a whole other sort of section.
Maybe we should change this section.
No, what we'll do, right?
Abridged versions of songs.
Yeah.
No, next week we'll play the second bit and it'll be like Star Wars or something like that. Brilliant.
Doves. Caught by the River on XFM 104.9. Well, it's been a good show, hasn't it? There's been sort of like quite a rock and roll 70s feel to it, mainly the equipment. But we got through it. Carl's been telling us some great insights into his mind, really. We've had a few laughs, a few tears. A bit stressful. What were you telling me in the week about when you went to visit your dad in hospital?
Oh, we're talking about, yeah, me when I got back off holiday, my dad was in hospital. I shot back to see him, see how he's getting on, and hospitals are depressing places, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, like, God, you know, even if you're not that ill, it makes you feel worse.
Yeah.
Because it's really, like, drags you down, there's people walking around moaning, and, you know.
You, mainly.
Yeah. Nurses.
And, my dad was
political.
Like,
yeah.
Is a high five.
Satire.
Yeah. I would like to be the
they don't get paid enough and all that, and I do, like.
No, well, that's
Tony
I mean.
Blair, are you listening?
I don't want to look like I'm moaning about the people working, because they all work really hard.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
But it's just
the hard
depressing places.
High five.
Nice one,
go
nice
on.
One.
Yeah.
Right, so, I'm sat there, my dad's, getting fed up, and,
Is that because you're visiting?
Just, he's quite an active bloke, and all of a sudden he's got to stay in bed and, you know, it's like sit down, stop moving about and all this. So, so he sat there, and there's an old woman in the bed next door, right? And, she's in a bad way anyway.
Yeah.
Right? She must have been, she looked about, I'd say she looked about 98 or something like that.
Okay, good.
Right. Now, I don't know what was wrong with her, but she was always constantly moaning, and you could see that the nurses were trying their best to keep her happy, and she wasn't having any of it. And, you know, she was moaning because her hands had gone blue.
Well, that is a worry, to be honest.
Well, it's not, because she's 98.
Is that what happens?
But why doesn't the doctor, if I was a doctor, and I'm not one, but,
No, Carl, don't be modest. Are you a doctor? Yes or no?
But if I
think
there,
he's let it slip. Are you, Carl, are you a doctor?
No, listen.
Look me in the eye.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so this Carl, woman had blue hands. Had she seen, a spacecraft?
Right.
Go on.
She had blue hands. Now, she's 98. If I was a doctor, I'd
No,
be
she's not 98. You said earlier on she looked about 98. So you're making that up.
It's just shifted from speculation to fact.
Absolute fact now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, she's 98.
It is fact now.
There's a 100-year-old woman.
Go on. Yeah, go on, yeah.
If I was a doctor, I'd be thinking.
You're not, are you?
You honestly think you're maybe like on them. How'd I get away with this?
I'd be thinking.
Right.
She's 98. She hasn't got long left. Why not just let her be at home and be happy in
with
her own space?
Yeah.
You know, and let her have a nice life, whatever's left.
Because she may hurt herself. She may have falls. Some people have to go in there for their own protection. She might not have immediate
more
family.
Than that, she may not have been dragged in against her will.
No.
She may have come to hospital because she was worried about her blue hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I was talking to Ricky, he said, oh, what it would have been is, probably a bit of. Did you say it's rheumatism or something?
No, I said it might. I mean, a blueness can be through lack of circulation.
Right. So, just.
And
so,
I'm definitely
not a doctor. You've got blue hands, bad circulation, we're going to send you home, we'll give you a Rubik's Cube. Play around with that with your hands, get the blood.
Rubik's Cube!
Get the blood pumping.
Yeah.
And don't worry, I don't say, oh, it's really bad. Just think she's 98. Yeah. Let her have a nice rest of the life.
Yeah.
But instead, she was there, and the annoying thing was, and they do this with a lot of people in hospital, they pump you with drugs, try to sort it out. They don't, you know, there's probably a bit of guesswork going on, maybe, a little
not,
bit.
Not as much as you, but go on.
Right? And because of that, they sort of break wind a lot. So I'm sat there with my dad talking.
Drugs do that,
Steve. I'm sure if there's a doctor listener or a nurse, they will clarify that if they pump you with all sorts of stuff, it wants to come out.
Right.
So you're sat there having a serious chat. It's a quiet hospital. The woman next door with the blue hands suddenly starts seeping gas, right? Well, I start laughing. Because if there's one thing that makes you laugh, it's that,
isn't it? It's a 98-year-old woman with blue hands, fine.
So you try to hold it in because it's a really quiet hospital and it'd be obvious that that I was laughing at her, and I didn't want to be mean, but it was funny. And then it got me talking about my auntie, because my auntie Nora, she same thing, pumped her with loads of drugs. She used to have a cabinet next to the bed is like boots. She's got loads of stuff, right, for all sorts of stuff. And, I mean, she's not that old, but she's on loads of stuff, right?
She's a bit coked up as she smoked.
She called up my man once, and,
yeah, he told us this, go on, tell it again.
And, she said, oh, how are you doing and that? She said, all right. Bit worried, though. My mum said, why, what's up? She said, I've, been breaking wind. So she goes, well, you know. She says, no, but this one is going on and on and on. And she was like, she was like, what do you say, what's, like, passing wind, farting, for 5 minutes. one thing. Not like, you know, trumping and then nothing.
Yeah.
Continuous.
Continuous drone of a fart.
Yeah.
I don't think she had. How big was she? She must have been the size of a barn.
No, she's not that big. She's, you know, she's good for her age.
No, but I mean.
Quite slim.
No, but fighting for 5 minutes. Where's all the gas? Was she circular breathing? Was she sucking it in with her mouth?
It was just. I don't know. I don't know that much about it. But she called up my mum. About 2.5 minutes in.
Could you hear it in the background?
2.5 minutes in, she called my mum up, and it went on for a further 2.5 minutes.
Oh.
And she just stayed on the phone, did she?
Where was
phone, going, well, can you hear that?
Well.
Did she hold the phone next to her ass? Listen to that.
She was off the ground.
I'm trying to work a tune down.
she was actually hovering. She was four foot off the ground when they found her, the ambulance men.
The cat's dead.
Don't light a match! Don't light that cigarette!
Yeah, it's like that advert. The kids come home from school, switch on the light.
Yeah. There they see Granny hovering, turn the light on.
Be careful if you have an elderly woman at home.
Yeah. Drugs make you fart.
So that's what I'm saying, you know, just let these people.
What are you saying? No, wait a minute, what are you saying?
I'm saying let people enjoy the life they've got left.
No, you're not. You're saying don't put me in hospital, leave them at home to die.
No, I'm not.
Give him a Rubik's Cube and let him die. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I'll tell you something now, right? Steve, right. I'll tell you something. I didn't want to do it because it bring the show down. But she did die.
Who, the blue-handed lady?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I said to me dad, how's the, woman next door?
Thanks,
she said, oh, she went last night. They've got an old fella in there now.
God.
So, there you go. So, wouldn't it have been better to leave her at home where her friends and family can call and speak to her, even nip that round if they want, you know? With a cat, I imagine.
No, it's definitely a cat now. What wasn't that cat's called, do you imagine?
Probably, I'm seeing like a big ginger one, so I don't know, something like, I don't know, maybe ginger or whatever. maybe I had a budgie. But that's what I'm saying, just let him enjoy his life, because dying in hospital, I wouldn't like to do it. If I went to the doctors and they said, you haven't got long life left, I'd say, well, I'll stay at home.
Yeah.
And that's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Right? If you can't do anything for them, let them enjoy the life.
Yeah, a Rubik's Cube.
Right, well, good. Backfired. Now, let's play the second of the Rolling Stones track. I'm gonna try and do this every week. It's a feature called Too Lazy to Go and Get Another Album.
Yeah.
What about a classic bit of rock and roll? Yeah?
I'd love to hear
Brown Sugar. Do you know what this is about, Carl?
Drugs.
Maybe, I'll tell you later. Well, Stones, Brown Sugar. Steve thinks I can't tell you what this is about because it's too rude for radio. But you've done it again, haven't you? You've had another call, haven't you?
Yeah, just that drugs do make you have wind, morphine especially. That's the bad one to have.
And that was from a medical student, wasn't it?
Yeah. Up in Leeds, so cheers for that.
Haven't had any calls about the alien abduction, funnily enough.
No clarification on that so far.
No.
Keep you posted, though.
Yeah. If anything happens, we will let you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We got through it with all these mistakes. They've got to get this equipment fixed and they've got to go to HMV Monday and buy about, I'd say, £5,000 to £10,000 worth of new albums. Definitely.
It's gonna be good
get this fixed. No, get this fixed.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Don't go on about that. Next week, though, we'll have more Educating
Ricky. That's the phone. Look, that's the phone.
Yeah, don't do that.
What?
Educating Ricky. We'll do the quiz. Rockbusters. Do that again.
Right, yeah. I might not be here. If that's the case.
And Steve.
What?
What have you got?
What, next week?
No.
I'm just gonna bring some sandwiches. Do you notice I was quite quiet for the last 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Just dozed off.
Yeah, well, the air conditioning's,
exactly. I'm feeling quite muggy.
It's too, that doesn't work either. And this is, totally serious, I'm not joking for the, it's ridiculous. So.
Right, a song for the ladies to end with as ever. Sly and the Family Stone, it's always a favourite. If you want me to stay.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Cheers.
Sweet.